Today is a very big day. We celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the apostles. But as we know, through this celebration, through this liturgy, we celebrate more than that. We celebrate, we believe that the Holy Spirit actually comes upon each one of us today. So it is a big day. So big was the first Pentecost that when Jesus was thinking about that future day when the Holy Spirit would come, he said once to his disciples, "It is better for you that I go. It is better for you that I leave." And we can only imagine the surprise and the confusion of the apostles. What could it be better than to have Jesus physically present there with you? And the Lord said, "Because if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit will not come to you." And this is a strong statement. What could be better than to have Jesus present as he was with the disciples? How can having the Holy Spirit with us be so good that it was better for Jesus to leave? And this is particularly hard to understand because a relationship with the Holy Spirit is particularly hard to grasp. In the end, we do have a very good idea about Jesus. We know his words, many of them. We know what he did. So we can imagine Jesus Christ, and it is easier to relate with him. Same with the Father. We have just a few of his words, but still, even the idea of a Father is familiar to us. But what about the Holy Spirit? We cannot even see the Holy Spirit. That's the point. We cannot see him. Someone said that if we imagine our relationship with a Father as having someone in front of us, and our relationship with a Son as having someone at our side, as a friend, as a brother, then we have to imagine our relationship with the Holy Spirit as someone who is inside of us. And of course, we cannot see him because he is inside. Probably most of our time we think about things that are outside. Just today, how many times have you thought about your hair? How many times have you thought about your heart? But it is our heart that makes us live. And the Holy Spirit is the heart of our heart. He was sent from God, and he will be sent from God today so that he can dwell within us. And the gospel gives us some wonderful images of this. Today we heard that Jesus breathed on the apostles. They received that dew inside of them. The Holy Spirit is water. We heard in the second reading that we have to drink of the Spirit. And water is so important for us. We live because there is water. And in fact, we know that up to 60% of our bodies are that, water. How much do we think about our water? But Jesus said of the Spirit in us, "Rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." The other great image of the Holy Spirit is fire. But the Spirit is a fire that is kind, a benevolent fire that does not hurt, but gives life. Like the sun. A light that comes from above, at times too bright, we might say, like this morning, but that we need. A light that comes from fire, a light that makes us live. We also know that if we don't receive the rays of the sun at all, we get sick. That light of that fire comes inside of us and gives us health. Now, we can benefit from water and the sun as much or as little as we want. At times we might choose not to drink enough water or not to get enough sun, and there are consequences. And it's exactly the same with the Holy Spirit. The fathers of the church teach us that the Spirit is a gift given in proportion to our readiness to receive it. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are given in proportion to our faith. Today, we have a great opportunity to choose to be open and docile to the gifts of the Spirit. We know that in the life of the apostles, Pentecost marked a very important change. Now, they had good intentions before Pentecost, and yet something was missing. It's not that they became absolutely perfect in everything, humanly speaking, after the coming of the Holy Spirit, but something very important did change. Now, because we believe that through this liturgy, Pentecost is renewed for us today, the logical consequence is that something can change in us. So, what's missing in our lives? Where do we fail, typically? What is most needed in our spiritual life? Where can we grow more? It is the Holy Spirit that will give us the wisdom to discern and to see, and the strength to put it into practice. If with our faith, which is of course real, we would not be here otherwise, if with our faith and our good intentions, after so many years of trying, there are still some areas of our heart that are clearly not as good as they should be, then it is precisely because they might be dry and dark, in need of the dew of the Spirit to water them, of the fire of the Spirit to warm them and illuminate them. So today can be a decisive day for us, just as it was for the apostles. We should pray right now with true intention and openness that we will receive with docility the Spirit and His gifts. Mary, Mother of the Apostles and Mother of the Church, obtain for us today the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.